Since last year, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for international seminars. They were joyous occasions as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion with the theme, The Immortal in Sheep's Clothing, with our association members in France on December the 7th, 2008.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The story is called The Immortal in Sheep Clothing. So Ji had learned the magical arts from the celestial mountain. Called Celestial Pillar. He was specially adept at shape-shifting and could summon ghosts and spirits. In the big book called The Monkey Go to the West, Xuan Zhuang, the monkey who is a disciple of Xuan Zhuang, great master, he can shape-shift himself also. Now this man named Shou Qi, he also learned many stuff like that, yes. We have one here, a Chinese guy who can summon ghosts and stuff, and spirit. He could do that. We have some ghosts around, a little bit down here. And he saw them and he said, you don't disturb my master ashram, eh? They said, no, we just pass by. Some of them scared of him. Now this man learned the art of shape-shifting and also summon ghosts and spirits. Okay. Now, there was a man, a prime minister of the Han Empire at that time. His name is Cao Cao. He heard about Shou Qi, who had magical power, and he wanted to meet him. When Cao Qi arrived at the court of this prime minister said to him, you demonstrate to me some of your magical skills. So the magician said, my pleasure, you do that. And then after seeing some of the marvels that Cao Qi could perform, Cao Cao asked the magician if he could survive a year without food and water. So Cao Qi said, okay, you lock me in a cell and find out. Ha! After a year, when Cao Qi was released, the magician still looked well-fed and healthy, like the day he came in. Another time, Cao Cao threw a large banquet that was attended by many high-ranking officials and diplomats. When the food was brought to the tables, the prime minister remarked, I would love to have such and such thing, In this case, it's ginger from Sichuan. So, no problem, said Cao Qi. Immediately pour some fresh Sichuan ginger from his pocket. Another time, Cao Cao and his friends were touring the countryside. At midday, they were all hungry. So Cao Cao was about to order the servants to go in the nearest town to buy food when Cao Qi told him, let me take care. So he took out a piece of meat and a flask of wine from a basket nearby. It wasn't there, He distributed the meat and the wine to all those present, and everyone ate to their heart's content. I mean, a lot of it. One small basket, he could take it out of it. These are magical power. Any of you interested? To take meat and wine like that? No. Probably we can learn to make fruit and vegetable. Huh? Not too bad, no? Especially nowadays, when the food is short. Yeah, we're short of food, short of water, short of many things. And if you live in a city and in an apartment, and you don't have any garden to plant vegetable or fruit, it's very convenient, isn't it? Oh, well. Maybe we can think about that, huh? By the way, I think if you have garden, you should plant more fruit trees and food, make it become a habit. You know, food that is easy to plant, short-term harvest, and plenty of vitamin and, you know, nutrition already. For example, like the beans, yeah? What is it, Goody? It's okay, Goody. They're welcome. Hmm? Everybody welcome here, huh? He loves you. Want to lick you, Lou? That means love, love. Oh, yeah. Oh, good boy. See, if you don't want it, he'd turn away. Yeah. Whoever likes, he will kiss. Yeah. Oh, wow, you're generous today, Goody, huh? Yeah. There are a lot more customers behind there, honey. What he wants is some shadow, see? Kiss you and then you have to... So he's waiting. Waiting for some exchange shadow. Okay, so now you try to plant those vegetables that bear fruits, like beans, pumpkin stuff, cucumber, those things that bear fruit and simple, easy, yeah? So it become a habit. And then you eat your own produce. And it's also good for the time being because we're short of food everywhere. It's good to be independent, okay? In case something happens, you will have sufficient food for yourself, okay? Plant a lot of fruit trees wherever you can, a different season, okay? And those vegetables, that's easy to harvest and quick and not too much water. Right now we still have water, but then you plant also all kinds, okay? Yeah, what's simple? Corn and all that takes too long, but beans you can eat and live well with it. It's a vegetable as well as a protein provider, you see, in one. For example, beans, any kind of beans. Yes. And all kind of fruit, yeah, fruit tree that give you fruit. And if you don't eat it enough, you make it into like jam or pickle fruit. Chutney? You make chutney, okay. And you make something and put it in a jar or deep freeze, something like that, yeah? Or like pickle, and it lasts long. Hmm? Then you can eat them when the season's out. Yes. It's better to eat your own produce. And God say in the Bible that you should sweat yourself for your food. That's why one of the happiest marriage is for the farmers, according to research. It's serious, huh? You plant your food, okay? Plant whatever, easy, simple, but plentiful of nutrition and always easy and always can plant again and again. Of course you can plant a variety, but to be sure, concentrate on those that have protein and fiber and vegetable at the same time, like beans and fruit. Beans easy to plant. If you have a fence, you know, you just put your finger in the ground and put a bean and then it will grow in no time. And a lot of beans will come out. And you eat some and you leave some for the next planting season, eh? And very cheap, easy to plant. You don't even need to take care much. I remember I planted some beans when I was in Germany, you know. I just put it around the fence and it grows so much. Yeah, so easy, easy. It grows so fast, you know. I did not remember I have to water them. I did not. I just come out. And tomatoes and all, they grow in abundance. Especially if you have trees. Of course, when you plant trees, there are also leaves falling down in the fall. And you rack them together, you put it in the hole that you dig in the ground, and some leaves and some earth, some leaves and some earth like that, and after a while it becomes beautiful compost. And then you just put it into your use again, planting vegetable. Or if you have to cut grasses, then you use the grass also, yeah? And your waste of vegetable, the peel and the old leaves and whatever, you put them all together in there. And it becomes a very, very useful compost. Try to be independent from now on, okay? Do not complain about food shortage and food expenses. Do it yourself. Even if you have balcony, you can plant it. From now on, try to use useful trees and plants together with beauty. For example, the cherry tree, they are so beautifully flowering in the season. And apple trees are so beautiful flower, you know, all kind of that like that. And on your balcony, instead of planting something for fun, you can plant it for eating as well. I have a little pot like this, and it's a tangerine, you know. My God, he keep growing, growing, growing. So much tangerine in such a small tree about this size. So much, hundreds of them. And so beautiful, just in a pot. And nowadays, maybe you could even buy fertilizer if you don't want to make compost or if you don't have. Buy those organic fertilizer, you know. They make it very simple, easy, and doesn't smell that bad or anything. So you can even plant it on your balcony. Make it a habit, okay? Make it a habit. Don't wait. Don't wait until you don't have food. Do it now, okay? Even if the world go back to normal and have food, at least you always have your food, no harm, no? It doesn't take a few minutes to do these things. Even half an hour a day, you have plenty on your balcony, your favorite food. Simple one, not like potato and all that on a balcony, please. Salad or herbs, just experiment and have fun, okay? Yeah. Have fun, read some books how to plant or go supermarket. Every packet they tell you what year or what month of the year to plant and from when to when they will grow and harvest. So you know the timing of it. You know, if you don't want it too long, 3 months, you pick those with 2 months, two weeks or 3 weeks. Yeah, it's fun to grow your own vegetable. Even grow salad on balcony is plenty for you to eat. You don't eat salad every day, so you just grow some and then it lasts you at least a week or a month. And then you plant another one. Take turn like that and you always have something to eat. So it's a better way to be independent. Or if you have a flat roof, you plant up there. You don't plant everywhere, but you can use some plastic box or something or a ceramic box and fill it with earth, fill your compost and just keep planting, plant. Very fun. You go out, you see the whole roof is green and edible. You know, beautiful. It's really beautiful. I don't have much time, otherwise I like to plant things myself. It's very, very nice. Now, we go back to the garden, hey? We go back to here. Since you don't have any magical power like this guy over here, you can use your hand, you know, a magic hand, like every day turn the empty plot into something useful and nutritious. Even if you don't have much land, you know, sometimes just a little bit garden, you can do it and take turn, you see, and plant it and then pick it, you know, and plant another one. If you don't eat right away, you can pick it and save it in the cellar or something. I'll put it in the cold area, yeah. In Europe, almost everywhere is cold, so don't even need a fridge. You put it outside. I also tell Maori people to do that. They're planting something. And I have eaten some of their stuff for the first time. Before we plant, but the worms eat them, you know. And now they're doing something, the worm don't come. There are some plants you can mix together with your plant to repel those insects or something if you don't want them. Okay, where were we now? This guy, what did he do? Oh, he makes so many things already. Nowadays, we still have this kind of magician, you know, right? in India or in China or Taiwan, you still have some that you can manifest things. So I guess this guy didn't have to work, huh? He just manifests his food every day, huh? I wonder how he does it. Maybe he go and take it somewhere else. You know, he took it from other places. Or maybe he can manifest it from the cosmos energy. Just like the plant grow from nothing, no? Just put it in the earth and then it take a little bit of water, a little bit of sun, and then it become an apple. And the same plot a few meter away or a meter away, he plant something else, he took a little water, a little soil, a little sun, and then it come out an orange. Yeah? Or anything else. This is also really a magical power of the earth. That's the offering of the nature. So if we don't make use of this magical force, it's really pity, no?
We thank you for your gentle presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of The Immortal in Sheep's Clothing. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for healthy living, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May all your noble dreams come true.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.